Quebec's education minister wants all high school students to take an economics course. He says he's going to make it mandatory for all students, and he'll begin introducing it as an elective from September 2017, next year. Economy courses used to be mandatory in high schools in Quebec. They taught students about things like credit, savings, tax and budgeting, but that was eliminated in 2009. As Cecilia MacArthur found out when she went to Dawson College on Monday, many recent high school grads don't feel like they have the tools they need.
What sort of education did you have in high school about finances?
I didn't learn anything about financial literacy.
Do you know how to do taxes?
I have no idea.
Do you know how to set up a budget for the month?
Oh no.
What would you have liked to learn in high school?
Real life scenarios, and mainly like what you can put on your taxes and what you can't put on your taxes, because I'm always asking my mother about stuff like that.
I would have liked to learn more about the laws concerning taxes, as in, you know, when to pay them, how to pay them. I'm very much in the dark about all of this.
Live by phone now to Jennifer Macaron, who's the chair of the Sir Wilfrid Laurier School Board. Jennifer Macaron, good morning.
Good morning.
The minister's plans, what do you make of them?
Well, we applaud the effort. It's certainly something that we know the community has been asking us for, and school boards have been very interested in implementing. The concern comes from the fact that no information has been disseminated to the school boards, and that while we're interested in implementing this program, we don't know what the content is. And if what we're talking about is financial responsibility, we want to ensure that whatever's going to be given to our students is something that we know will assist them in the future. And perhaps that's why there was a change from the previous economics course.
Really, no information at all? You haven't had anything? When did you hear about it first?
We heard about it in the news the same time as everybody else.
Which was late last week.
There was ample opportunity last week when all of our delegates were in Quebec City on Thursday to share that information with us. We knew that it was part of the consultation on educational success. However, information in terms of saying that we're going to be implementing this in 2017 has not been shared with your pedagogical leaders.
Right. Well, in an interview he gave Sébastien Proulx, the education minister, on Monday, he did say that it would be an elective for September 2017, but that it will be mandatory. He didn't give an exact date on when it would be mandatory. How prepared would the schools in your school board be to offer the course in September and then as a mandatory course?
That really depends on the content of the course, because we need to ensure that our teachers are trained to offer the course. Is there a textbook companion to the course? Has it been translated for our schools? If we're saying that we're going to be making it mandatory, well, now we're making a change to your school curriculum and your basic school regulations. So what are we taking away? Are we removing another elective? Are we saying that we're making changes to the amount of hours that we're offering to other classes? Could we do it?
That's exactly the question I was going to ask you. So can you add time to the school day, or would it mean taking away an option? Or, you know, what would have to give, or can you, for instance, add more time? Is there any elasticity?
That's a huge consideration, and now you're talking about negotiations with your unions. If you're going to be adding time to your day, well, it brings up a whole other group of conversations. So I would say at this time, the thinking would probably be no. Does that mean it's impossible? Impossible for 2017, but not impossible perhaps for 2019. Just look what we were doing for the history course recently. It wasn't just implemented. There was a pilot. We tested it. They took the time to try to put that into place. Then they developed a textbook, etc. So there are steps that need to be made. Your teachers do need to get training. Things like that, when you're making changes to your school system, they take time to put into place.
Do you have an opinion on why you think the minister is moving ahead with this as a priority?
I believe that he understands, like we understand, that it's a concern from the community. We have been talking about implementing financial responsibility courses or economics courses to our students for quite some time. So regretfully, although it was removed in 2009, it has been a consideration from us that we've been trying to put back, and some of our schools are offering it as an elective.
Okay, well, Jennifer Macaron, will follow, obviously, the minister's plans when we know more about them. And thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you very much.
Jennifer Macron, chair of the Sir Wilfrid Laurier School Board, and live in the Daybreak studios, Brian Smith. He's vice president of the Canadian Foundation for Economic Education, based here in Montreal. He's also working, he's also worked, educating youth in Montreal about personal finances through a program called Money Money, which is hosted by the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi in Côte des Neiges. Brian, good morning. Nice to
good
see
morning.
You again. What do you think of bringing back the economics course for high school
well,
students?
Well, I just want to just interject. The program itself is actually prepared. It's done. What happened is that when the decisions were made last year to make it available, it was available too late in the school year. So the teachers were not in a position to, when they have to choose your courses for this year. Now, making it mandatory, that's another thing too, as far as how the schools are going to, you know, prepare it, interject it, and things as such. One of the things also is to let your listeners know that it's, as far as I know, it's only supposed to be available for secondary 5 students. That's what it was prepared for, as a type of transitionary thing.
Okay, but you think the curriculum is pretty much set to go?
It's prepared.
So what is in it? What sorts of things?
It's a vast document. I mean, basically, it's to prepare youth from leaving high school and getting into their real life situation. Once again, just to let you know, it was only to be offered for secondary 5. And I don't know if there's going to be any changes with that.
Right.
But just talking about financial literacy, once again, I have to, salute the Quebec minister, Mr. Sébastien Proulx, for making this mandatory, because it should be mandatory. We should find strategically ways to get this into our school system, because we have to know that in today's world, we're trying to prepare our youth to be successful. If we do not prepare them with financial literacy, money-making, management skills as such, it's a recipe for disaster. So I'd just like to, find out how it's going to be delivered.
Yeah, well, that's a good question. And I don't have the answers for you, and neither did Jennifer Macron.
Okay.
But from your experience, when you were giving courses as part of the Carrefour Emploi Jeunesse in Côte des Neiges, the Money Money courses, what sorts of knowledge were the young people coming to you with?
Well, they wanted to know things about, talking about the value for dollar, how to make, basic everyday decisions. Do I buy something now? Do I wait later? They came to us about taxes. They wanted to know how the money system works. There was a lot of youth who wanted to know, and even today too, working with the foundation, want to know about investment. So it's a very vast topic.
It is, for sure.
It's very, very vast.
And there are a lot of people out there trying to influence them and other consumers. But for instance, you go on the metro nowadays, and there are these payday lenders who are telling you, come, you can get either your income tax refund right away in advance, or you can get your paycheck in advance. But that can be pretty dangerous.
We are bombarded every day. I mean, you ask any youth, high school student who doesn't have a cell phone, and there's a lot of, things coming through your phone all the time. So these are just kind of everyday questions that come up, what do I do? I have money. It's very, very, very tough for a youth growing up today to make wise decisions. And with financial literacy work that we do through the foundation, as far as providing resources, getting into the schools, getting into community organizations where parents, kids can, improve their skills.
I mean, even the cell phone contract is fraught and difficult to understand. And if you make some wrong decisions,
it's always changing. It's always. But as I said, these are real life situations.
Brian Smith, vice president of the Canadian Foundation for Economic Education, based here in Montreal, also teaches a money program with the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi program in Côte des Neiges. Thanks for coming in. Nice to see you again.
Thank you.
I'm going to throw it open to you. What do you think should be in the economics class? Should it be mandatory for high school students? 514-566-9066. And just to recap, the education minister, Sébastien Proulx, says it will be mandatory. It's a question of time. He wants it at the very least to be available as an elective coming up in September of next year. Your thoughts, 514-566-9066, or you can email us, daybreak.montreal@cbc.ca.